All right, everybody, we're doing it. We're finally recording a Gregory in the car. The problem there is that I see the car playing Apple has the microphone on. So I don't know if it's like recording through the car speaker or the car microphone or the phone microphone or what's it going to be. And also, is this legal? That's a big question I have. Because like I know it's a hands-free phone, but like filming and stuff. And granted, as you can see, I'm not looking at the camera. That's not where my head's at. I'm not doing that. But would an officer of the law who pulled up behind me be like, are you making a hit Patreon vlog called Gregway? And they're like, yes. You're like, get out of the car. You're going to jail. I'm like, fuck, Gregways are against the law. And then it's like that meme on TikTok where they're in the backseat. Like me, if Gregways ever become against the law. I also don't trust this resealable sticky thing. So if this falls off, I'm just going to keep talking to you. And you'll just be on the floor. And that's just how it's going to look. You know what I mean? But hey, everybody, welcome to Gregway. We're already in the middle of it. Can you believe Dying Light 2 came out this fucking year? I'm listening to Kind of Funny Games daily on my drive to work here. Blessing Adeoye Jr. Big Tim Getty's over there saying their pieces, talking about their games and doing all these different things. And they're talking about things that came out this year. And then Blessing's, they're talking about Game of the Year and all this stuff. And Blessing started going through his thing. He's like, yeah, I got Dying Light 2 in here. I'm like, Dying Light 2? And me and Blessing have, this is an ongoing joke slash conversation between me and Blessing where it's like, can you believe Dying Light 2 came out this year? Because it was obviously early, so that would do it. But just the fact that fucking Dying Light 2 came out this year, holy shit. Fuck. And that's one of those games that I think about every so often. I see it on, it's one of those games I haven't deleted from the hard drive. So I see it on the hard drive and I'm like, shit, man. I'd like to go back to that. I had fun with that game. As you know, or maybe you don't. I forget if we ever actually did a thing. Me, Janet, and Bless were so, there goes it. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to touch it. That's illegal. I don't want to touch it. Hands free, they said. But this resealable fucking thing. It's one of those things that me and, Jess Blanton, Jess, that's Janet and Bless combined. And I don't know what you want to call me. Oh, fucking Jesus Christ. It's doing what it does now, ladies and gentlemen. All right. If you're not watching the video version, that's on you. I'm at a stoplight, but what's the point? Like, it's not going to do what I want it to do, right? And also, what if I just shot from the least attractive angle possible? What if I just went down here, right? What if I put you in the cup holder? And then just shot up at myself. That's the stick shift thing. That's not stick shift. I don't drive no stick shift. It gets the job done. Man, I am fucking bulbous and horrible looking for me. Janet, Blessing, and I had a whole conversation about how much the end of Dying Light 2 ruined Dying Light 2 for us, the end of the story. And I don't remember if we ever did it, because it was one of those, like, we did the review, and then we were like, well, what if we did a spoily cast about this, or what if we did this about it? And I don't know if we ever did. So I don't think we ever did, but man, what a dog shit ending to that game, if you remember, of just complete fucking nonsense. And you can be like, well, the story didn't matter, and so it doesn't matter, the story's just nonsense at the end? No, but it was also that it was glitched the fuck out, we all had bad experiences with the final boss, like, clipping through walls and doing all sorts of shit. And then, of course, like, you know, it was a bad boss fight on top of just being a glitchy boss fight and all this other shit. It's just like, in the story didn't make any sense, it was all for nothing. Yada, yada, yada. I still remember enjoying exploring the world and leveling up and doing stuff. But and I know they've put more stuff in, and I know they're doing more DLC with it. I'd like to go back to Dying Light 2, but even saying all everything I just said, I also said yesterday, right, on Games Daily, how every so often I think about going back to The Witcher. Of course, Radek from CD Projekt was in the chat, and he's like, next-gen PS5 version still coming this year. Still coming this year. At which point I was like, all right, well, that's an interesting proposition for the winter break. You know what I mean? We get through all this stuff and then it's there. I don't know. There's too many games. That's for sure. Too many games and not enough time. You know, we launched the studio and I was like, oh, well, once we get the studio launched, hard work's over. Then I'll be right to, you know, playing my games and reviewing stuff. And I have been falling asleep playing stuff at night. Not because any of the games I'm reviewing are bad or boring. Or maybe they are bad. Maybe they are boring. You'll find out when I review them. But more than the fact, I'm just so fucking tired that I just nod off because there's so much going on in the day. I had to answer emails last night. You saw the Gregway. Gregway yesterday went up super late. The day before that, I went up super late. And not because I'm lazy. I haven't forgotten. At no point does somebody go, hey, Gregway. I'm like, oh, fuck, Gregway. Like, I know it's on the to-do list. The to-do list just keeps getting knocked back. Today, if you're wondering, coming in super late to work because I stayed home, recorded another episode of WWE. This is awesome. And now I'm on the way in, and I just heard Bless and Timmy Tim talk about the one and only Dying Light 2 being this year, which just sounds preposterous, because that definitely feels like a game we reviewed a lifetime ago. But still going, and still doing stuff, and maybe one day I'll get back to it, but that's a maybe. that probably will never come true, because there's always going to be something else coming. There's always going to be something big. And that's sad. You know? It's sad. I wish I had more time to play games. We're talking on PS I Love You here in a little bit, which is why I'm driving in about, like, you know, what games do you still need to finish for this year, you know what I mean, for, like, Game Awards, or just, or Game of the Year / Game Awards for, you know, having your head on straight for what you're talking about, yada, yada, yada. And I'll tell you, look at that list, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. We'll talk about, my list isn't that bad, but it's also like, man, when am I going to get to this shit? Because, like, God of War, Pokemon, Somerville, Callisto Protocol, Marvel Knights, like, fuck, man. Too many good games, or too many games. Are they good or not? You'll have to find out by watching us on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. That's my time. That's a Greg way. We'll figure out recording in the car to a better extent where I don't get arrested. But until next time, keep Greg ways legal.